Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Mary Lou Quinlan is here, too, ladies and gentlemen. Mary Lou is a member of our Brain Trust. She's internationally recognized as a marketing strategist. She's got a number of years working with companies large and small to help them put their best foot forward. She is the co-founder of Just Ask a Woman. Her book is called, first book that I have here is called What She's Not Telling You, which is all about why women hide the truth about what marketers to marketers. And she's got a new book out that I wanted you to know about. It's called The God Box, and it's all about her and her mother. And here we are the day after Mother's Day. And by the way, mothers, I hope you had a great Mother's Day. All of my mothers in my family did. And Mary Lou Quinlan, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim.
Congratulations on the God Box.
Oh, thank you. I feel that it's all about mom, and to have people talking about her and learning from her as I did for so many years is really a thrill.
Tell the audience what the God Box is.
There are
more than one, aren't there?
That's true. Well, we thought there was one. My mom kept a God Box, and for her, it was just a little old anything kind of box where she would write notes to God on scraps of paper and address them like, you know, dear God.
Any bit of paper she could find, looks like.
On purpose, yeah, because mom was somebody that people told their troubles to, and often when you say, gee, I wish I'd get that job, or, oh, I'm worried about my kid, the other person will say, oh, yeah, you'll be in my thoughts, and that's the end of it. But
right.
Mom wanted to solve it. So since she wanted to get on it right away, she'd grab like a Post-it or a receipt from her handbag, anything, and scribble on that. That would be the note.
And it was sometimes things were scratched through.
She wrote double. I love one she had written on a shopping list that said Advil, and then she crossed that out, and she wrote asking God for help with an insurance claim. Mary.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was her way of putting a prayer down on paper, wasn't it?
Exactly. And the most important part, putting it in the box and letting it go to God, because she felt she was giving it over, letting it go, and it gave her relief and the ability to help more people.
So when she wrote that down, that released her from, or at least it took some of the worry off of her.
Yes, it did.
That's what prayer does for a lot of people, but she felt like physically, you know, there is something, Mary Lou, I've told people many times, if you've got an idea, if you've got something that's important in your business, write it down, because there's something powerful about your ideas looking back at you from a sheet of paper.
Isn't that true? When you see the words, it's clear and all of a sudden has worth and mm-hmm. might be real, you know. Mm-hmm. In a mom's case, it meant it was honoring, I think, that person's worry and making it, you know, worthy and giving it over so that she could, you know, not worry so much.
Right. Well, she wrote about you in the God Box, didn't she?
Oh, my gosh, and my job all the time.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. She worried about
Please let Mary Lou not be so stressed.
And by the way, I have to point something out now. She spelled your name as one word.
Yeah, in my family, that's how they spell my name.
Mm-hmm. but you spell it as two words.
I spell it as two. That's my grown-up work spell.
Yeah,
right?
I
sign notes to my brother, I sign it with one word. And she even called my brother Jackie, even when he was 50. She's still calling him by his little kid name.
I've got a name like that, too. So tell us about your mother.
Oh, my mother was a sparkling redhead. She was very, compassionate, empathetic, funny, a character, and the kind of person that walks in and lights up a room.
The red hair was not for nothing.
It was not for nothing. She lived that hair. Yeah, my brother got it. I didn't get it. But she was just the kind of person that people told their troubles to. And I would notice her in a restaurant or someplace, and right away, like the hostess or waitress or whoever was there would be over sitting in our booth, and they'd be telling my mom all this stuff about their kids and their job and their husband. And it was, she was just that way. And because she attracted so many people's concerns and hopes, that's why the God Box was such a secret weapon for her.
Here's one of them. It's in the book, folks. And this is an actual photograph, an actual impression. I mean, actually, the actual letter, the note that she wrote is in the book here, ladies, the God Box. Jesus, please keep our daughter close to you, Mary.
Mm.
And she put Mary at the end. So my point is, she didn't try to make it, great writing or anything. She just, however it came out of her head.
Yes, very direct.
She knew,
it's like you scribble something to a friend.
She knew what it meant. She knew God knew what it meant.
Yes.
Do you think she ever thought you would see these?
That's a really good question, Jim. We knew she had the box. Every once in a while, Mom would pull it out and say, let's clean out this box. And she'd start pulling out slips in front of me and show them to me, read them, because sometimes they were solved. So I know that she knew we it wasn't a secret box or something like that.
Right.
But she did die of a stroke suddenly, and there was not the chance to say, by the way, my boxes are in the closet and there's 10 of them,
Right.
It was like, oh my gosh, the shock of finding them was just stunning.
Well, my wife has fallen in love with your book and has bought many of them and has given them away. She's still giving them away. So, ladies.
I love your wife.
Well, ladies, men, gentlemen, you need to find this book and the first purchase, buy two, because you're going to want to give at least one away, and then be prepared to buy some more, and not even just around Mother's Day. So tell us a little bit more about your mother.
Well, I would say that she always worked. She worked in advertising. I got my own career really from the kitchen table, because all through my growing up years, when not too many women in our neighborhood were working outside the home, Mom was a secretary, it was called then, or administrative assistant in a lot of different ad agencies. And she was so funny, because if my mom didn't like her job, she would just call my dad in the morning and say, Ray, come pick me up. I'm going to quit. People aren't nice. She wouldn't say if they weren't nice. She just left.
So your mother was kind of a free spirit. Is that what you're saying?
Oh, very free spirit. Absolutely.
You're not really like that, are you, Mary Lou?
Well, I think I'm a little more compelled. I'm a little more tight.
You're a little
A.
more buttoned down, aren't you, Mary Lou?
It took me a long time to learn to quit.
You're a little more buttoned down, I think, Mary Lou.
Well, I think I'm fun, but Mom was just more, more honest with herself.
Yeah,
acted on it.
Yeah, it sounds like it. How do they find out more about the book?
We have a website, thegodboxproject.com.
And there's a lot more we're going to talk about. I want Mary Lou to tell us about the project. We'll come back after these messages. We're going to turn this book, this God Box, into a business after these messages. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.